Welcome. Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you could be with me on this 18th day of April, 2026. That's when this is being recorded and aired for. I love getting questions. I am honored. I am privileged. I am humbled by the fact that you would regard anything that I would say to be of service to you. I have a great deal of humility for this, and I am just deeply moved. If there is a question on your mind, you can ask me by just sending me an email at greg@aspire.org, and that's how you reach me, and that's how people reach me, and I'm stunned. I really am. Okay, so this comes from Kay, once again in Los Angeles, longtime listener. Why can't I remember your teachings right after you've taught them? It is confounding to me. And then she goes into her assumption that maybe her memory is going. But then later on in the email, she said, it's always been this way. I'll tell you, Kay, what it's really all about. And maybe it's really a simple answer. It's not a difficult one. The truth of the matter is what I teach, what I offer is not of the conventional means. It is not something that looks relevant to your life. And your disposition, your ego is not... not complimentary to spiritual awakening, not at all. In fact, to be honest with you, Kay, most people, even people that have been with me for years, can't remember what I'm teaching. It just doesn't register because the mind has become so conventional due to the fact of emotionality. Our emotions dictate the narrative of our life and how deeply disturbed we are. And we are disturbed. Most people are mentally ill, okay? And you're probably in that category. Now, what is mental illness? Would you go out and be a shooter and do all sorts of ugly things? Well, I don't know you, but I would assume that would not be true. You would never do that. But this kind of mental illness is the one where you come to realize inside of yourself, you're done. You're done with your life. You think you know everything about this life. You think you know everything about how to live. You think you know everything about politics and preconceiving what people will do that are prominent in politics, etc. You are only interested in what you think directly affects your survival, your sense of self-preservation. And I'm not talking about self-preservation at all. That is not something that enters into the sphere of spiritual teachings. It just doesn't. and because of that, it looks irrelevant and it's unimportant. It's like a hobby for most people. Inner work is not for everyone, and not everyone is willing to do it. Can anyone do it? Depends on how far down the line you are. If you have lived your life a great deal in gratification, in assumption, presumption, and you kind of look at your life from the point of view of your comfort, and you think about all the things that you did that pleasured you, that made you happy. These are things that have become a barrier in you. And I know what you're thinking. I don't want to do anything more than what I have to do. And if I have to give up being pleasured, I'm not going to do this thing, this Greg Penn spiritual practice crap. I understand. And nor should you. You will have many, many lifetimes to deal with it, just as I have. And it's not something that's important to you. You're going to go off into la la land and live your life. And I am not here to tell you you're right. And I am not here to tell you you're wrong. I'm here to offer you an alternative to your conventional mindset and what you believe is right over wrong, good over bad, all of that, and go beyond all of that to consciousness. But you're going to be troubled. You are. And Kay, ever since I have met you over the many years, 25, 30 years of emailing me and calling me and all of that, you are a troubled woman, very troubled. I have students who are deeply, deeply troubled. And if they thought that they were mentally ill, they would take it as an insult instead of realizing, what have I done to myself? What have I done to this lifetime? How have I desecrated it in just living for what I believe I want that makes me happy? That's as far as I'm ever going to go. That's the way people are, and that's the way they live. And there is no use in trying to tell them, don't do that, because they're going to do that. They definitely are going to do that. And no matter what I say, it doesn't matter. It has to be something that you, as Jesus said in his Beatitudes, that you hunger and thirst for. You're just dabbling. You're a looky-loo, and you're trying to see if there's some teaching that can become your philosophy so you can live your life on your terms and still get the benefit of a spiritual practice. And that ain't going to happen. But that's what everybody does. You're not the only person that's done this to me or to yourself or to others. I understand. I really, really do. But you're not going to mature. You're not going to live your life in the manner of the heart, and you're going to find difficulty, and then you're going to try to find a philosophy, a belief that will help you out of it. You'll believe in a God that, well, maybe he has a better plan for me and that kind of stuff. And that's the kind of living you live. How do I know this? Because you've told me. And this is the way most people are. And they're not going to change. Change is difficult, especially as we grow older. We don't want to change. We're heading towards death. We're trying to put the brakes on that. We want a soft place to land. The old, I don't mind dying, I just don't want to be there kind of mentality. And that is a very difficult thing to achieve. But the reason you can't remember anything I teach is because what I teach has no relevance to you and how you have lived your life, what you believe in. So please understand, you're listening to me while you may say, well, that's futile. Why the hell do I do it? Because you do it because there's a certain part of you all these years that wants to mature, that wants to grow, that wants to go beyond all of this. There's that little tiny fragment of you that is seeking something deeper and more profound. Plus, you get a kick out of me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm glad you have that warped sense of humor. It's very important to have it when you're working on yourself. But nonetheless, and less than none, you've got to understand you can't retain anything I'm teaching because it doesn't seem relevant to your need for self-gratification and self-preservation. And the two are one for most people. And what can I say? Do it until you can't do it anymore. Do it until your arm falls off, your head falls off, you can't walk anymore. Just do it. Just keep listening. Little seeds are being planted as you listen to me. That's a very valuable thing. Your introduction into this inaugurates a real different lifestyle eventually. And one day that still small voice within you will start to become a louder voice. And you're going to find that you can do these things that I talk about, that you can actually remember the things I'm teaching. And that might be a very, very helpful thing in the course of your lifetime. At least I hope so. But, what can I say to you? Keep on trucking. You're a student of futility, not of love. I'm out of here. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. And thank you, Akay, and please forgive me. Namaste.